I'm Greg Chumley, president of Chumco Incorporated, and today I'm interviewing Jill Townsend, executive vice president at Square One, about their experiences with the Avanti Slingshot Print MIS system. Square One is a $25 million marketing communications provider located about an hour and a half east of Columbus, Ohio, who provides marketing, design, website development, and all kinds of print services. Jill, why don't you start by telling me a little about Square One and the reasons why you decided to invest in a new print MIS system?
Square One's been in business for about 25 years this year. We have grown from my brother, my father, and I to employing 83 people and running a 24/5 operation. We had initially started our estimating or costing with a simple Excel spreadsheet or a FileMaker document, depending on the services. But as we continued to grow and offer more press opportunities, got into the digital printing, got into mail service providing, 15 years had gone by and we've been using one MIS system that was never designed or intended to do the volume, the frequency, or the shift cycles that we actually were manufacturing at that level. When you get to almost $10 million in sales is when you start taking a look at your costing factor and what's actually profitable for us. We were unable to quantify this or calculate it without a lot of manual, data collecting. And I mean, good old-fashioned Excel spreadsheets, handing out sheets at the end of the week for productivity reports. We have a very diverse service providing or product level. And as we got larger and larger, the more mistakes that you make, the more costly they become, and trying to ascertain and actually pinpoint why these things were happening was becoming unmanageable.
What were some of the issues you were having with your prior system?
The system that we had was very unintegrated, where we could put in whatever numbers we wanted. And that would mean for a dollar value, or that would mean for a, production speed. We made it work. But if a project took 8 hours, you could put it in for 4 hours on a schedule. At the 4 hours for the press rate, not the eight that it would take us. Same thing with estimating. You could manipulate and drive the numbers wherever you needed, which is fine in certain circumstances when projects, but there was no equation between what the project actually cost us to what actually we were going to be able to sell it at. With a rudimentary system would kind of get us through the gate, but wouldn't take us to, the end goal of manufacturing at a profitable level and be able to quantify it. There was no accountability. So in other words, we could put together a project plan or an estimate, but it was basically numbers on a paper. We recognize that we have to take a much more sophisticated approach to our current levels of understanding of our cost centers. We understood that this particular investment at the end of the day in our manufacturing industry does not make us any money. This system would basically give us the closed loop accountability system for better calculations and precise formulations of anticipated results on a more consistent basis.
Investing in profitability is an insightful perspective. How did you hope Slingshot would make you more profitable?
We're never looking to eliminate positions. We run a very lean operation. But our ability to do much more work volume with the same amount of people was critical. And we're at that standpoint now. And that's where we see the biggest saving. But, again, MIS system isn't a piece of iron that, traditionally in the printing industry, we need a piece of iron or machinery to make money. That this is a time saver from that logical standpoint that with the same amount of people, we can increase our production volume without adding any more employees on the floor.
So you just spent 6 to 8 months implementing Slingshot. What advice do you have for other companies considering doing this?
We understood the implications of not having enough information and wanting to get it, but not being organized enough to give the system the information that it needs. And I think that's where a lot of people make their mistakes. They want the information, they want the technology, and they want the ability to do things more efficiently, not only man hours, but logical hours. But they have to understand that the more sophisticated the system, the more it's going to rely on you giving the information that it requires to get you those precise results. And I think that the inability to understand that and the inability to be prepared for that is what can make the migration process from one system to another way more challenging than it should be.
But successfully implementing a print MIS system is more than just installing software. It involves some sort of change management, right?
Correct. We have to evolve our thought process of each team member. Well, I just operate this machine. Right. But if we don't consistently do the things that we need done, it's going to impact someone down the line in a different department who will not be able to do their job as efficiently or as effectively as we need them to because we don't have this information. And believe it or not, we're still working on it. I would love to tell you that everybody's on board, not necessarily, you know, some more than others. But that's more of the understanding that, you know, as opposed to that silo management of interdepartmental exchanges of, you know, just material handling, is that everyone's task is critical to the next person who's involved with it. And that goes down from, you know, not only the sales cycle, but down to the last line of defense, which is our shipping and receiving department. And it's all integrated and related to one another, and our ability to actually, you know, have that tighter control factors and organization, just from a logical standpoint, that significantly increases our level of success for delivering a project where we needed to be on time, under budget, and as the client expects.
I realize that you have only been running this software for 6 months, but have you seen any measurable results yet?
In the last 6 months of 2018, as challenging as it was and what we took on, we saw a profit and we saw sales growth. And that, ultimately, I think if we had continued on our old system, would not have been the case, that we would have been in the decline. And in this industry, in the shrinking industry, that is one of the, you know, telltale signs that you're either growing or you're shrinking. And, you know, if you had asked me this in June, what I thought was going to happen, it, you know, I wouldn't have been confident. And I was very surprised that, you know, when I take a look at, pretty good look every single month at the numbers, and this was a surprise for what our total sales dollar was, as well as our profitability. However, I'm looking at the next year to do more of the system fine-tuning results that we can better capture all the work that, you know, we're going to be quoting and actually becoming more profitable, because our ability to plan and to further document exactly what our expectations are will give us the ability to pinpoint and manage and mitigate the projects that aren't, and to move forward with only the projects that we're looking to be profitable on.
Can you give any specific examples?
We have taken a look at projects that we've done in our past system, and then evaluated immediately in Avante, where knowing that we've made certain manufacturing decisions that weren't exactly cost effective. And we've made a different decision, which made that particular project way more profitable. I know the difference in how we manufactured it the last time and the decisions we made. There was a $4,000 savings in the project, and I want to say, I believe it was a print and mailing project, which probably was about $45,000 total, so almost a 9% savings when we made the different decision in Avante. Again, this was just one instance where the estimator had pulled up the past project and took a look at it and saw how we actually ended up manufacturing it and said, why do we want to do this way again? And this, you know, basically showed me the two scenarios in Avante. This was a decision that was made previously because we had no ability to quantify the decisions that we're making for manufacturing that we thought were the best, but we had no way to take a look at it and take into account that dollar change that probably detracted from, you know, a marginal, I'm going to say a marginal 2% profitability to, you know, a 12. I mean, that was such a significant decision. And that's only one project.
That's a pretty exciting story. Where do you see Slingshot taking you in the future?
What I'm hoping in the future is that ability to be more efficient on the projects that we're actually winning is that, you know, we're going to see more of a shift in that. So as the sales growth goes up, so will our profitability. By only by being more efficient and by selectively targeting and planning for the projects that you know, we're actually producing. That efficiency, I mean, forget about just taking, you know, house errors and mistakes out of the capture, can, you know, double your profitability for the year. Then you take a look at an organization structure that's properly planning and being precise about their material usage. Now you're talking about significant profitability growth. And that's what I'm foreseeing. And that is why I'm hopeful that in the next year, we'll have a better data set that we can take a look at and actually see those results. Like I said, I'm very looking forward to 2019. And, this step for us was probably the most challenging one to make, and yet, it was worth it.
And let's close with your thoughts on what it's been like working with Avanti.
Avanti seemed to have a much different approach to, being that company that, you know, as it's evolving, you're listening to your users, you're finding out what's not working, and as opposed to the other companies that you can, you know, at the end of the day, sign the papers, and that's the product you get. And that was one of the assets that I felt that the company had offered. I am, you know, the biggest proponent of, you know, Avanti. They've been nothing but supportive and there with us, and they, you know, or as far as the support team goes and the training, I can't even imagine another organization what we would have got. We would have been on our own. And I haven't felt that way since we signed on. I mean, nothing but supportive and responsive and answer our questions, no matter how much, you know, redundant they are. You know, again, finding out whether it's the system or, you know, what we're doing, they're always there to answer. And that says that it's the company that we made the right decision.
Thank you, Jill. I hope we can chat again in another year to see how far you take your success.
Shutterstock Music.